call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for our coaches, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
You guys get your bye week this past Saturday. How'd you spend your day?
Well, I think we had a pretty productive open date, really. You know, we were able to rest some guys. We were able to practice some guys that had not gotten as many reps, and we were able to, coaches were able to do some recruiting. So basically, we did what we had planned to do, and we'll see this week how it paid off.
We did talk a lot about the injuries, and obviously it's a chance for players to get healthy physically, but how much of it is a mental break for coaches and players to get it in midseason like this?
I know for me it's good to have a mental break, but I'm sure the coaches, it's good. It's probably a good idea. I mean, I really think it's important, you know, given the way the season plays out for everybody. I think it's always important to have an open date, and ideally you want it somewhere towards the middle of your schedule. But I think it's really good. It kind of gives you a chance to look at some other guys who may not have gotten as many reps, and then it also gives you an idea to kind of maybe touch up on a few fundamental things that have slipped during the season, and it's also give you a little chance for the coaches to get out and do some recruiting. I think so. You clear your head, you do something different. You're not, you know, you break the monotony of the season, because it's a grind. I promise you, it's a grind.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Leah.
The question comes from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Just wondering, you know, Maine's going down to play you guys this weekend, and obviously they're on a little bit of a roll here. What do you see out of the Black Bears that maybe you hadn't seen, under Coach Arosemiak, that maybe you hadn't seen under Coach Cosgrove?
Well, you know, it's been several years since we've played Maine, and I had utmost respect for Jack and the job he did up there. I think he did a great job up there. But again, like I said, it's been a few years since we've played them. But and I haven't looked at all the tape yet, but from what we've seen, it's a very aggressive, very hard-nosed, good team. They play extremely, extremely hard. I've watched a little more of their defense, and those guys really they get to the football. They really play with a lot of effort.
Well, you saw last week, obviously, they picked off five passes. So, does that make you, you know, step back for pause of concern there to see what they're doing there in the secondary?
Well, yeah, you know, you always look at that. That always gets your attention. Then you kind of break it down, and you see the reason why things were with a turnover there. But, they're around the football. I think that's the biggest reason is they get themselves to the football, and then obviously they make some plays. They play very well.
Now, with their offense, they really do shuttle three running backs in, and each one has a little different style. How do you prepare for something like that in practice?
Well, you know, we try to take care of ourselves in that regard. They're trying to make our right fits, and hopefully we can wrap up and tackle and do the things we need to do defensively.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Jimmy. I was wondering if you could just sort of, it's an obvious answer to this question, but Kendall kind of started the year banged up,
mm-hmm.
And wasn't himself, and obviously the last 3 weeks he's looked really very much like himself. How important is it to have him back doing what he's doing?
Well, it's extremely important, Dave. You know, especially, you know, the fact we lost Albert Funderburk earlier in the season for season-ending injury. So, really, and again, our offense is pretty much based around the run, and something we want to establish. And Kendall's obviously had a great year last year, and he was, you know, hampered, as you said, early on, and took him a while to get going. But he sets the tone a lot of times for our offense, and sometimes for our entire team, by the effort he shows running the football. And I think that's contagious, and the players can kind of play off that.
You've had to play a good hunk of this season without Peyton Grider. without Matt Vassini's. I think he's only played one game, if I'm not mistaken. He had a week off. Are either one of those guys close to getting back?
I don't anticipate it, no.
For the rest of the year, you mean?
I couldn't venture that far ahead. I don't know. I really don't know, but I did not anticipate either one of those two playing this week.
It's another obvious answer, I'm sure, but how much of a factor has that been on your defense, those two guys, and you've had some others as well?
Well, I think all of us go through that during the season. I mean, you know, you start with one group of guys, and it kind of morphs into another group as the season plays out. I don't think it's just us. I'm sure other teams have the same issues, and it's something you need to deal with, and you work to create depth, and you work to give some other people opportunities, and you go from there. You just make do the best you can.
Thanks.
The next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, if you had to identify a thing or two you'd like to see improve for the Tribe here in these last four games, could you name it?
I could probably give you a litany of things, but you know, a thing or two. One, I'd say a kicking game. I mean, obviously we've struggled there. You know, part of it because of injury, you know, and whatever, but I'd like to see that improve. I'd like to see our red zone offense improve, and I'd like to see us get more takeaways, make more things happen defensively so far as getting turnovers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Jimmy, as you've gone back, you touched on with the bye week and the practices, being able to go back and look at some guys and that maybe haven't seen as much action. Have there been any players that have sort of surprised you with their play to this point, that coming into the season that you didn't think would contribute as much?
No, not really surprised me. No, Rob. It's more the idea of guys that, you know, they just haven't gotten as many reps. That's all it was. And we just wanted to get some more guys, some more reps, and I was a little surprised by some of the guys so far as how much retention they had, because really they hadn't gotten in there as much. But it was good. I don't know if there's anybody really jumped up the depth chart or really moved ahead simply because of it. But at least we've given them reps.
Last couple of weeks, your offense has certainly performed better, and some of that's been Steve Cooley playing much better the last couple of weeks. What's been the difference with him, and do you feel like it can continue now here through these last four games?
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope it can. I think, you know, Steve, when he's on, he's a very good quarterback, and for some reason or another, he gets out of rhythm sometimes and maybe rushes himself a little bit, but I anticipate him continuing playing well. I thought he really, really played well that last part of the Delaware game, and I would certainly hope that continues, and I anticipate it continuing.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.